Tore Weilel Shishi, Olechach Barateves, Thursday, 26th of December, Halacha Shem.
Okay, to continue what we spoke about yesterday, yesterday I went through the parameters of Chukas Hagoy, and people who want to copy the non-Jewish festivities around the Christmas time, the winter holidays, and when that will involve the Issa, potentially Midaraisa of Chukas Hagoy. So to continue with another related question, which is very common, it's accepted in many circles that every employer, every owner of a company or anything like that will give some sort of gift to all the employees around Christmas time, which can involve a number of potential different isurim, some in HaTorah, some in Drabonon. Just to go through them, so the first, just because we dealt with it yesterday, the first question, whether this would involve an Isra of Chukas HaGoy, would it be considered trying to copy the Goyim to follow this? So that we said yesterday, I quoted the Ramah, B'Shem the Maharik, in Yerodei Simkufayin Ches, that anything that has some sort of logical basis and is not specifically connected to immorality, pritzus, or Avodah Zarah, and it has some sort of understandable reason, would never involve the Isra of Chukas HaGoy. So although for whatever reason, the tradition is that these gifts are given around Christmas time, it doesn't seem to be particularly connected with the Avodah Zarah, with the religion, and therefore it seems not to involve an Issa of Chukas HaGoy. There's also an Issa of giving gifts to a non-Jew, the Issa of Lo Sichonim, of giving gifts to a non-Jew without expecting anything in return, but that also, again, the Rishonim say that will never include someone with whom you already have a relationship. If someone, definitely not an employee, even a neighbor with whom one already has some sort of relationship, a gift that one gives will never be something for which one wouldn't get something in return, because it will always, if there is already a relationship, it will keep that friendly, and that will never involve the Issa of Lo Sichonim. There is a third potential Issa, however, which L'chor can be included. This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, says that you're not allowed to give a gift to a non-Jew on any of his festivals. On the Yom Ha'ed, the day of a non-Jewish festival, the day of a non-Jewish religious Avodah Zarah festival, you're not allowed to give a gift. In Eretz Yisrael, that's wider ranging, but even in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara says, quoted in Yerodei Simkuf Mem Ches, that you're not allowed to give a gift to the Goy. So if any gift that's being given to the non-Jew is actually going to be given on Christmas Day itself, it would seem that that's definitely Asir. That would definitely be a problem. Even if it's going to be given on Boxing Day, which is part of the tradition, that's why it's called Boxing Day, it's the boxes that people give their employees, that may also be a problem. It's apparently unclear the origin of the Boxing Day itself, but many of the books connect it with other parts of the festival, with the 12 days of Christmas, with St. Stephen's Day. There are different suggestions why it would be considered a part of the Yom Tov, a continuation of the festival, and therefore that in a way it would be better if these gifts would be given before Christmas rather than afterwards, even though before Christmas they could be interpreted to be connected with Christmas itself, and afterwards perhaps not. But in fact, it's possible that afterwards would be more of an issue than before. The Maisa, there are reasons to be makel even in this question. Firstly, the Ramah at the end of Siman Kuf Mem Ches quotes it from Sadeshen. Shulchan Sadeshen says, you may know this from the halachas of Yayin Nesech, but it's even more accepted in the questions of Avodah Zarah, that the Goyim in Chutz La'aretz don't really believe in anything that they do, and Mina Gavisein Biodehem, and we don't have to follow all of the different Hisurim Midrabonon to keep away from Avodah Zarah that existed in the times of Chazal. And the Ramah says this specifically about giving presents on New Year's Day, actually. He says the day that's 7 days after Nittel, which is called the Naya Yor, where the Goyim have some sort of omen that when they receive a gift, that's a good sign for them. We may ikahadin, if it will cause Eva, otherwise if it will cause some sort of hatred or anti-Semitism, if someone doesn't give a gift to his non-Jewish acquaintances on that day, then me'ikahadin, you can rely on that, and we don't have any problem, although it is connected to the Avodah Zarah, but since we know that the Gemara says in Chulin that the Goyim don't really believe in their Avodah Zarah anymore, we can rely on that. However, the Ramah says that l'chatchile it's better to avoid. That is a heter, one can rely on it. If it's going to cause anti-Semitism, if someone doesn't give it on the specific day, then of course you do, and because we have this, there are enough Rishonim who rely on this opinion. But nevertheless, the Ramah says, l'chatchile not to. There is, however, an additional heta. There's the Shulchan Aruch earlier on in the Siman, quotes a different Gemara, where the Gemara says that if you know of a specific non-Jew that he doesn't actually believe in his Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't actually do any of the worship, then that doesn't involve any issue. You can give him all the presents you want, even if it happens to be on the day. And the Shulchan Aruch adds in, which is not in the Gemara, he adds in, even if he keeps the Avodah Zarah practices, Mishum Minhag, that will also not involve any issa. Now, at the time, the Gemara that he's quoting is talking about people who kept the Roman festival of the Calends, and they kept it because they were under Roman control, and they wanted to keep him, have a good relationship with the Roman government, and so on. But the Shulchan Aruch adds on that if people do this Mishum Minhag, that will also be perfectly okay. So the vast majority of the non-Jews nowadays, they keep all the enjoyable part of Christmas and so on, but they don't actually do anything more than that ever the whole year round. So we would have another heter, which is that for pretty much everybody we can assume that they're not actually doing it with any religious significance at all, and this extra issa, which the Ramah says l'chatchila better to avoid not giving the gift even on the festival itself, would l'chayra one could rely on. There is, however, a fourth potential issa, which is in Yerodei Kuf Yud Zayin, for which there's absolutely no heter. There is no heter at all to give things that are treif osav achila min hatoira as a present, even as a gift. Even things that are not osa bahanor, so non-kosher meat, non-kosher fish, shellfish, anything like that. If there are osa min hatoira to eat, even if they're not osa bahanor, we're not talking about basa b'cholov or anything like that, there's a separate isimid rabbonon, not to do schoira, not to do business with trefa items. And the poskim explained, the Beis Yosef says clearly that that includes buying something specifically in order to give as a gift. If it happens to come into your possession, you find something in your trap, or someone gives you something, then you can give it on to another non-Jew. But to actually purchase something, to purchase a Christmas hamper, which includes a pork pie in it, and pass it on to your employee, is l'kula alma osa midrabonon. If it includes wine, then it's osa l'chatchila, but the Ramah says, b'dievet, we can rely on that nowadays the wine is not osa b'hanor, and therefore it's only an issa drabonon, with which you're allowed to do schoira, you can pass it on to somebody else. Dyer.